Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about I'm glad you're here today. I know that sounds kind of silly. It's a bit of a cheesy line, but it's got a much deeper, much deeper sort of meaning behind it. And I think I might have told this story before on another podcast I was interviewed on. But regardless, I want to share with this audience why I start off each episode saying, I'm glad you're here today. And before we get into that, let's talk about where I am, because this is a parking thought, right? I happen to be parked inside of our vehicle. This is the Ford Focus, and I'm sitting here, and I like this car. This has got, it's zippy. It's got nice. It's got some good zip to it. It goes fast. Anyway, so I'm sitting here. We're actually in the driveway. Just got home from church. It is raining outside, so you might hear a bit of rain as we record this episode, and I think that that's pretty neat and awesome as well. So let's talk about why I'm choosing to use this episode. If you haven't noticed, one of the things we're trying new here is that on Mondays, right, is essentially the episode of whatever we happen to record on Sunday. And Sundays are a day for us where we spend our time at church. We try to slow down our lives. Sometimes we'll have people over just to kind of, you know, hang out and get to know them and do what we call ministering. Ministering isn't a huge, ginormous, big deal. It's just letting people know that they're loved and a valuable part of your life. So there's not a whole lot of fancy schmancy stuff going on, but on Sundays we do try to calm things down. I get to wear a shirt and tie today, for those of you guys watching the video version on YouTube, shirt and tie today. And I want to talk about some of the things that came from church. Now, if it's not your cup of tea, go ahead and change to another podcast, and thank you guys for being here so far. But I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, we have our quorum, right? We get together. We've talked about quorums before. We have a quorum that gets together of the men's group and at church, and we get to talk and share some of the things that we've learned about. And one of the questions today was, has anybody in the room felt that they've heard the voice of God, right? Felt that they've heard the Spirit prompting them, or the voice of the Lord telling them to do some things and something. And there was one gentleman who talked about an experience that ultimately ended in him meeting his wife. There was another gentleman that talked about how he was working on a car and frustrated by a part or a problem that appeared as he was working on the car that he couldn't solve. And after about 45 minutes, he decided to pray about it and then got the exact right notion for how to do it in his mind. And now, if you're not religious, it's kind of easy to discount this. This is one of those times where it's really, really comforting. Like, you're not alone in some of the feelings that you have and in feeling your Heavenly Father's love for you in your life. And that's really important and cool. And so, you know, I pointed out after those brethren had talked, I pointed out that what was neat is we had an experience that was life-changing, very pivotal, meeting your spouse. And we had an experience that was on the scale of things pretty normal, but that according to those who were sharing, we had answers to prayers in both instances, right? We had answers to prayers. We had a revelation, right? Not revelation for the whole world, but revelation in both instances as a reply to that. And that says a lot about the nature of God, right? It says a lot about the nature of our Heavenly Father. He's not abandoning us, and he's answering prayers and answers them a little differently. And sometimes the answers wait, and sometimes it's, you know, we get answers much later, or sometimes we just need to exercise patience. I've been learning to be more open, right, with some of the things that I've dealt with in life. You know, typically we say, oh, that's private, right? And it is private, right? It's private. It's up to me whether or not I choose to share some things that are private, right? So I've shared with this audience before that I've got PTSD. I did 3 deployments and I didn't see as much or do as much as other people. So on the comparative spectrum of PTSD, what I'm dealing with or the triggers for what I'm dealing with may be different than other people, but the way that they've impacted me may be very much the same. And so it's not a contest. Oh, well, Jacob's never really had to, you know, kill anyone. Yeah, okay, got that, right? And that's a different experience to have to deal with. But That doesn't negate some of the things I have had to deal with and the consequences of that. And one of the consequences of that is the way I like to describe this is like building highways in your head, right? Like when you have a certain method of thinking, right? You're building out your methodology of thinking. What happens is you're building neural connections, right? And so I envision it this way. This is not a perfect way to describe it, but I envision it this way. When you have something like PTSD, what you've done is you've built some rather destructive or inappropriate, connections that have become super highways for your brain to travel down. And when you can't find an exit for those, right, or a healthy exit for them, it can get really, really hard. I have spent years not being able to sleep, right? And it's not insomnia, right? It's literally like not being able to sleep. I spent a long time trying to avoid the emotional roller coaster that comes from some of those traumatic experiences that you have, where you'll go from a moment where you're perfectly happy, and my brain's weird, or maybe it's just the way we're all wired, but you'll go from happy to sad, right, on both extremes so quickly that it just would hurt and be painful. So I would avoid happiness. I spent years avoiding happiness. And with four kids, right, and a lovely wife, and a neat dog, and then the beagles here, you know, but it was before the beagle, right, showed up. With all of that, it's, you'd think I'd be okay, right? Because on the outside, they got everything, they're doing great, going to church every Sunday, they've got Zach together, get paid well enough, doesn't have to worry about a job, you know, all those sorts of things. You'd think I'd be doing okay, and the reality was far from. I wouldn't sleep, I would be scared to go to sleep. Because it's one thing when I'm awake and I can semi-control. I can kind of tell myself, I can coach myself to finish out the thought and let it go someplace that's healthy. It's not the same when you're sleeping. When you're sleeping, you have the least amount of control over where your thoughts go. And so I wouldn't want to sleep. I would be scared to sleep. And so lack of sleep and dealing with the issues and not really being able to deal with them or have a conclusion for them led me to be a highly unproductive individual, highly compromised person. And my family had to deal with that. That was hard. I tell people now that if you're seeing somebody dealing with a moment, whether it's triggered by PTSD or something else, just sit next to them. That has been the most helpful thing for me, is to just have somebody sit next to me. Don't need to say anything. Don't need to ask. Don't break my concentration. I need to practice taking my thought from where it's at to its logical conclusion, or where my brain wants to take it, and then letting that finish. I need to let that process finish in order for me to get through things. When I would sleep, I wouldn't be able to do that. So I like to describe it as I have these destructive highways, that when I have thoughts that get on those highways, it's just, it's full force and it hurts. I was driving home in this very car several weeks in a row, thinking that, maybe things would be better if I wasn't around. And, my wife knew something was wrong, but I would run through that thought, right? What would happen if? What would happen if? What would happen if? And what would happen if I decided to take a turn here and then not come home? And I really can't believe I just said that while it's recording, because I've got some family members that this is probably going to be shocking to. At one point in going through that thought process, I really believe I heard a voice in my head say, "I'm glad you're here today." I needed to hear that voice. And I don't think it was on whatever podcast or radio or show I was listening to or song I was listening to. I think it came from somewhere else. I think it came from my Heavenly Father. I believe it did. And because it felt like He was glad that I was here, I decided to stay. Sometimes we don't see the value we add. I recorded a lot of things on this phone and creating this podcast. Just there were throwaway episodes before I gave it an episode number, trying to figure out what to talk about. Oh, and believe me, I've seen the data, right? If I talked about, some sort of technology or something that somebody's like to Google, there'd probably be a lot more, people listening and watching. But maybe it's okay that there's not a whole big audience, because you only need to hear somebody say that you're glad they're here when it's meaningful. I've got a small audience. You guys are a small audience, and I'm glad you're here today. I start off every episode that way, and I don't try to think about it, because if I think about it, it's hard to continue to talk. But I remember how important and special it was for me when I was writing out the intro and outro for this podcast, to think of what to say to let people know that I'm grateful they're here. Even though we've never met, we've never talked, right? I'm still grateful you're here. How can I do that? And I felt prompted to include the line, I'm glad you're here today. And so when you hear me say that at the beginning of each episode, it's a great line, but it means something a lot deeper to me. And again, I don't try to think about it when I do my introductions because of what it means to me. I'm here today. I've gotten a lot healthier. I've made better choices because I felt like I heard the voice of my Heavenly Father in my head. And I want to tell people that because you can get yourself there without having a named issue you're dealing with. My issue has a name. It's PTSD. But you can get yourself there in a lot of ways. And somebody's going to be glad you're here today. I'm glad you're here today. Even if you've never heard this podcast before, I'm glad every person on the earth is here today. And that's why the last episode we did was about political disagreements. I don't mind that there are people that I disagree with out there. I'm glad they're here. I want them to have a voice. You're special. You're wonderful. You add value. Please stick around. Don't give up. Whatever it is you're dealing with, just don't give up on it. And I hope and I pray that you'll have that moment where you can be quiet enough to hear and to see the people in your life and maybe a voice in your head tell you that you're glad, they're glad you're here today. Once I heard that voice, I could start seeing my family be grateful for me being here. And that made a difference. I could see a community that I engaged with online being grateful I was there. And that made a difference. And slowly but surely, one day at a time, life's gotten better. And there's so much to be grateful for. So I've told you guys before, my Twitter feed is full of positive people, you know, positive experiences, because that's just what I'm attracted to now, and I can see it. And the world is a beautiful, wonderful place, and it's worth sticking around. So that was putting me a little more vulnerable than I'm used to. If you want to leave a comment of support, please feel free to. I would ask you to be kind if you want to leave a comment about how I can improve or what you might have suggested differently. I'm not sure if I'm quite ready for that yet, but I am ready to tell you one of the reasons why I do this podcast and one of the reasons I start it the way I do. There's an outro, and let's see if I could do this without the script. Well, that's it for this episode. We're glad you joined us today. If you decided to join just for this episode, thank you. Thank you for being here. You don't have to stick around, but if you wanted to, right, you can find the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. If you want to say thank you to this episode or any episode, grab the link for that episode and share it with somebody you know. That's the best way to say thank you for this. And then finally, if you want to look for us on whatever your favorite podcast app is, we're pretty much found everywhere at Parking Thought, right? And you can visit parkingthought.com for those additional subscribe links. In a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?